Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. Journey with Grandmother Aliyah as she enters her magical world of relics, sacred sites, and ancient crystal skulls. Meet with exciting trailblazer authors and individuals shifting the consciousness of humanity. Send her your questions to be answered on air on her monthly segment, Ask the Oracle. And now your host, Grandmother Aliyah, in the sanctuary on the airwaves on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to the Circle of Hearts Radio on Om Times Radio. Welcome to my sanctuary. And it's a beautiful day out, and as you know, the promos go, I am really very blessed to be able to bring some trailblazing authors to you, people who have experienced a life journey, and through this, they reach out to help others. Today, we're going to talk about the divine feminine, the female population. As the women's roles in the world have changed, a lot of women have spent many of their years developing their careers or have chosen to not have children right away. And when they do decide that now they're ready, whether because of financially or relationship, etc., that they have a problem. So today, my guest, Mary Wong, she's the founder of Alive Holistic Health Center based in downtown Toronto, Canada. She's a traditional Chinese practitioner, medicine practitioner, and registered massage therapist. She's been in practice for 20 years and has treated thousands of people, the vast majority of whom struggle with the gynecological disorders, fertility challenges, and pregnancy-related symptoms or issues. She treats each patient as an individual. Now, Mary has a wonderful life journey, her own experiences, and I think this has kind of spurred her on to write this book and to share with people. So right now, I'd like to get started and bring on Mary. How are you doing today?
Hi, Aliyah. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's an honor. Now, when I read your book, I mean, I want you to get into the story, but one point that caught my eye is you reverted back to your ancestry, actually with the illness of your grandmother.
That's correct, yes.
So, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to tell you a little bit about that story. My intention has always been to help people. And as a youngster, really my mode or my thinking was that I would go into Western medicine. But when I was in the second year of college, my grandmother, who was 86 at the time, fell ill. And she was basically dying in the hospital. The doctors told her, in fact, one I remember vividly, one of the doctors came up to me and said, you know, she basically has like 2 weeks to live and do what you need to do, and that's it. So we took her home. We wanted to do our own palliative care, but it was through that experience that had us resort to our own medicine, Chinese medicine. So I didn't grow up with Chinese medicine, but we certainly seeked it out. And within 3 months, my grandmother became, you know, back to normal. She lived another 8 years. So in that summer, I was just so taken aback and thought, wow, how can this woman slip through the cracks of Western medicine, taken as dead, and yet this wisdom of medicine, Chinese medicine, has been around for thousands of years, somehow figured out a piece and allowed her to regain life. And within that, I guess that's how I journeyed. And I just basically finished university. I thought, okay, I'm going to make it my life's mission to integrate Eastern and Western medicine. And that's what I've been doing for the past, close to 24 years now, as I pursue Chinese medicine as a way of practice.
So then you also ran into your own problem, the professional woman that finally decides to settle down and start a family.
Absolutely. And so that was another eye-opening thing because in my 20s, I decided that Western medicine wasn't for me. And then by the time my husband and I finally got together and I was 38 and we were trying right away to try to build a family, to my dismay, we were having trouble, and which was a shock because I had such a clean diet, a great lifestyle. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't even have coffee, you know, and nothing. So how could I have issues? And yet finally, when I went to seek a fertility clinic, when they did testing, we found out that I had irreversible blocked fallopian tubes. And fallopian tubes is the place where an egg and a sperm would meet up to fertilize and then hopefully make its way down to the uterus. So when there's a blockage, that meant that, you know, it was just never going to be happening naturally. So I was then again dumbfounded because here I was in the Eastern tradition and then faced with, oh my goodness, if I want a child, I might actually have to embrace Western technology. So it was. So I found that interesting because, again, my whole career had been, I want Western medicine to embrace Eastern medicine. What I did not know was that part of my journey was that I myself actually had to embrace Western medicine too. So, you know, it's bridging that gap for the both.
Yeah, and I think the most powerful messages or healing journeys that I've seen is where the individual experiences what they don't want. Just like you said, you're ready, your body's saying no, and you know you're in great health, but here is a physical issue. So now we have to bring in Western medicine and Western doctors. And now you have to go through the routine, you know, with all the emotional ups and downs. And you realized one thing I love on your book, you keep on saying, don't let a diagnosis totally frighten you or get almost being a victimhood. There's always a way somehow.
Exactly. And that is a theme throughout my book for sure. That's the biggest advice I give to people because when you go to a doctor, and you know, you may know this, when you're in front of a doctor who's got their authoritative figure and their white lab coat, it's quite daunting when they give you a diagnosis.
Oh, yeah.
And right? And you think, oh my goodness, is this the end all be all? And I say, and as you know, it is not the end all be all. There are ways. And sometimes it does require Western intervention. Other times it's completely natural that you can still overcome. And then other times, yet it's still the combination of the two. And as far as I know, I think you embraced both and I certainly embraced both. And this is where I am today. And luckily we have our child of our dreams.
Yeah, it's, and I think it's also important to know that people who may want to reach out to you, you've been through this. And your experience with Western medicine, yes, you had to deal with it. But you had to learn, you went through the ups and downs of why is this happening. So women that approach you, you're not just coming from big book knowledge. You're saying, no, I've done this. I know when I say I know how you feel, I literally know how you feel. And this is so important because I think fertility issues, I mean, that's the face of womanhood. We're the mothers.
Yes, absolutely. And unfortunately for most of us, there's this sense of self-measurement. And because you want to be that fertile mother, right? And you work so hard in your career or, you know, you work so hard and with your studies. So you just automatically assume that when it comes time to creating life, it'll be easy, just like that when you work. But yet, in reality, when it comes to making babies and fertility, it totally doesn't work that way. And in fact, I always say, you know, it's not about working harder or doing more, and it doesn't work that way with fertility at all. And it's about embracing yourself and embracing your life and being open to possibility. And you're absolutely right. Like, for me, having been crushed by the diagnosis initially, when I finally embraced it, it's like, you know what? It's okay, because I am human, and we are not immune to life's challenges. And so, wow, you know, what can we learn from that? And what can we gain from that? And how do we overcome that? And as we go through that journey, isn't that amazing that I can and you can be a guide for someone else that will go through that experience? And as you mentioned, it's not just me dishing out advice. I mean, yes, in my book, I have lots of advice based on research, advice based on my experience as a practitioner. But a huge piece of it is my own personal experience having gone through it. So yes, I've walked and I've, you know, been digging the trenches, and I dig the trenches with you.
And I think that's important for people to understand that, you know, those that may, you know, be reaching out to you, that you've been through the trenches. You know the feelings. Now, we're going to be heading into our first commercial, but afterwards, we're going to talk about what choices you have a little bit. You know, give people ideas, because you're giving them hope right now. So we'll be back in a minute.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Back with Mary, and I was thinking in this segment, this is an emotional subject. You know, it really touches deeply into a woman's self-image and emotions and feeling of success or failure. Now, when, let's say, a woman comes to you, as we had talked in pre-chat, it's usually after Western medicine. You know, it's like you're after, let's try something alternative afterwards. Whereas you wish they started in the beginning, or at least applied both, instead of saying, okay, I've given up, is there hope? We're doing it here. My question is, take us through the process, if you can, the journey of you're in that position. You find out that this is not working. Now what?
Okay. So you're absolutely right. Most people, when they come to me, they're already at a fertility clinic and have done a host of tests and certainly treatments as well. So I'll have to explain some of these treatments. So the very basic thing that people go into when they go to a fertility clinic is called cycle monitoring. And that is really involved in of itself because it requires you to go to the fertility clinic to get blood draws and ultrasounds almost on a daily basis just to track your menstrual cycle to see when you're ovulating, if your hormones are at the right level. And when you go in every day like that and hyper-focus on your cycle, it certainly adds a huge amount of stress emotionally, but also in the practical sense of the way, it's also very stressful because, you know, most of the time women are having full-time jobs. So to navigate going to the fertility clinic early morning and then trying to get to work on time, that adds a huge amount of undue stress. And then still not conceiving, having gone in, month out to the fertility clinic. And added on top of that, you know, they'll add in drugs. So whether it's oral drugs to try to stimulate more egg development, thinking that increasing the number of eggs per menstrual cycle will increase your chances of conceiving. And yet sometimes that doesn't work. And then they up the ante on that. And they'll say, oh, well, then let's try to help the sperm get there and let's get your husband's sample, and then we'll spin it, get the better sperm, and then let's just shoot it up like a turkey baster and do an insemination. So it's called IUI. And then that may not work either. And then if that doesn't work three times, then they go automatically, you know, without thinking. It's like, okay, well, then it's time to do IVF, which is in vitro fertilization. And that's even that much more invasive, if you don't mind me saying, because there's literally more hormone drugs to try to stimulate more eggs. And then there's a time when they extract the eggs by a surgical procedure. They go into the ovaries and they get the eggs out of the body from the follicles, put it on a Petri dish, and then mix it with the sperm, and hopefully they'll fertilize, and then they put it back, one or two back, into the body, again, in hopes to have a baby. So I see this day in, day out. And obviously, when they are looking to come to see someone like me, they're not being successful. And we've certainly witnessed people that have spent tens of thousands of dollars before they even get to me. And I wish that women can come earlier than that, because if we can set the body up, sure, you can go to a Western doctor and get what we call the increased quantity. But Chinese medicine, between acupuncture, lifestyle, and dietary changes, and herbal medicine and supplements, all that can impact the quality of the eggs, which is way more important, because there's a study that came out last year from one of my colleagues, and they found that out of the 1,200 women plus that they interviewed and followed, the women that did acupuncture and lifestyle changes 3 months prior to doing their IVF in vitro cycle versus someone who did nothing else but just the IVF cycle, they had a much higher take-home baby rate. Meaning that is, you know, that's substantial, because who cares about getting pregnant if you don't take home a baby, right?
That's true. And I think, I mean, I didn't realize the process myself, all those tests. Sometimes I think it must be so discouraging. First you have a problem, and then you go through this, all this daily and all these tests, and even for the husband, it just might seem to increase the sense of failure. So it's like you're pre-programming your mind already that this is not going to happen.
Yes, and that's exactly how they come in. You know, unfortunately, women come in very desperate. And so I always, and I have always been telling them the success stories that I see, whether it is also at a fertility clinic or even those that give up and in the end still continue to have children. And of course, they're not part of the statistics at a fertility clinic because they're no longer there. Mm-hmm. So I always want to encourage that and say, listen, it's not the end all be all. Doing more does not necessarily get you pregnant and have a child. And let's see what we can do. And how about, you know, one of the questions I ask is, when was the last time you were happy?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, when women have gone through this for a long period of time, that gets lost, right? Because you just are so consumed by this. It becomes almost like an obsession. And you go through the monthly roller coaster ride of hope, anticipation, and then despair and anger and frustration and fear and worry, you know, all of that gamut. And over time, it really has an impact on your spirit and your stress levels. And there's even research out there that shows us that stress can impact our ability to conceive. So I say, hey, let's work with that too, so that your body's going to actually say, instead of going into that fight or flight mode and saying, oh my gosh, I can't do this, I'm barely surviving here, to, wow, you know, let's see, I can do this. And my body's going to say yes.
No, I mean, I think that approach is wonderful, because it's basically you're saying, let's prepare the body, let's, you know, prepare your soul, you know, very holistic, you know, spirit, emotional, and physical link. And anything's possible, because personally, I've always said that give the body the proper nutrition, the right energy, etc. You know, I mean, you don't have to have major energy healings or anything. Just the awareness that as a soul, you control your body. So if you come, well, let me make it healthy, balanced, that we can do this. So this, to me, makes more sense than going through all these artificial, I mean, these invasive, stressful tests, which you also said, you know, affects your hormones, and pregnancy is all about hormones.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, when we're talking about balance, this is something to allude to as well. I find that, you know, if you're a person that goes in trying to be proactive, fertility clinic, but then you go in and your spirit gets, you know, shut right down, because basically after the age of 35, they tell you that you're already geriatric reproductively. So you walk out like in despair. And I'm like, how is that good for fertility, right?
No, I mean, that's true. I mean, that's always been my issue with Western medicine, is they pronounce something and everybody says, well, you know, she's supposed to know what they're talking about. So I guess this is it. Instead of saying, hey, wait a second, you know, maybe my body is just one of the ones that wants to do its own self, you know, things itself. I always say, don't own the diagnosis, because you put too much energy into it.
Exactly. And as you know, having gone through your own experiences, your belief system surrounding what a doctor says is huge. And so I always try to unravel that piece when they walk in. It's like, okay, let's see, you know, how much do you believe? Like, so on a scale of 0 to 10, what the doctor say, let's say the doctor says, okay, you have polycystic ovarian syndrome, and you're going to have difficulty conceiving, and IVF is the only way. You know, how much do you believe? Is it like 0 out of 10, or is it 10 out of 10? So I check in with that, because it's like, okay, well, if it's 10 out of 10, then we're in trouble, because we want you to have some ownership that, and belief, and this, a little trust that there is some natural healing capacity. And certainly we see that. And you can take charge of your fertility health with a lot of things. And, you know, and speaking of that, like for polycystic and the ovarian syndrome, a lot of it can be even dietary based too. So it doesn't have to be God, you know, the doctor's words is not God's words. It's not like a prison sentence.
No, I think the main subject of all that you're saying is being open, that nothing's impossible. Even if there's a physical condition like there was with you, you found ways, and you know, you have a beautiful child.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for the woman not to give up. I mean, you're not saying, well, come to me, I'm going to do all this. And sometimes you have to look. Yes, the Western medicine says, hey, you got this problem. It's a physical problem. But then also being open to a scope of ideas. You know, it's too bad that there's not more of a correlation between, you know, let's say traditional Chinese medicine and Western, that, you know, they had a clinic with both, a fertility clinic with both, and people say, okay, let's work together on this as a, you know, a whole scenario. Unless there is something, and I'm not just aware of it. Maybe there is.
Well, you know what? It's actually a really, really great input that you're adding in right now. So because there are more and more studies about acupuncture, there's more and more physicians, REs, reproductive endocrinologists, / fertility doctors. They are being more open about integrating, and some of which even incorporating it within their own office. And I myself have been asked to go to a couple of clinics and, you know, have a clinic there directly. And I've always said no. And there's a reason, because it's like, yes, I believe in integration.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that me going into this sterile clinic where there are just, you know, a curtain between these chairs, a bit of patients, when they're waiting to go into an in vitro surgical procedure, it's like, and we're doing acupuncture in between. It's not a relaxing atmosphere, so I don't think it's a really great idea. So,
no, they should have like a whole wing. All right, we'll come back to this.
Thank you.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Hey, this is Reva McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Before we get to the next segment, you know, really anybody that's facing these issues or is running into a problem and is starting to get concerned, you know, please check out Mary Wong's book, The Pathway to Pregnancy. This is something she experienced herself. And what I like is you're explaining this. You're giving us also the science behind this. It's just you know, sometimes people are really smart. Women are really smart. And they want to know all the facts, you know, what they're facing, what they need somebody to explain to them what's involved, instead of saying, okay, we're going to do this, this, and this. They want to know the whys and the wherefores. So in reading your book, Pathways to Pregnancy, you really do delve into it. And, you know, it's a very educational book. But now, one of the questions that we prepared, it says, women are looking to get pregnant and later in life, in their 30s and 40s. Do eggs ever become old? In my generation, they said, oh, if you don't have a child by 30, you're going to run into that extra chromosome issue. Your eggs are too old. You know, they pretty much give you the idea is, like, don't bother.
Yes, yes. So now they don't say don't bother. They'll say you're geriatrically old and your clock is ticking, so we've got to do an IVF right away. So not giving women a chance. Yet, you know, my own two grandmothers both had children at 46 naturally. So, and that's probably one of the reasons why I thought I was not going to have issues, but there were other things in the air for me, apparently. I had to go through my own path. But when you're asking about do eggs get old and is that different and changed now, I'll say, let's just talk about the egg, because the egg is not spontaneously old, because when you have an ovary, if you splice it open in a lab table, there, you're going to find that there are eggs in there that are at different maturity levels. So some that are going to be ovulating soon, some that are barely germinating at all, like, you know, a germ cells. So when you ask, are they old? I'll say, well, it's kind of old if it's in an environment that is old. So if I look at a car, a brand new car, you say, let's go for a drive on a beautiful Sunday, you can. But if you take a 40-year-old car and it's been sitting in your driveway, you know, with all the forces of nature on it, and then, you know, getting rusted and all that, and then you say, let's go for a ride, I think we might have some trouble. So in that case, it's like, well, we need to do major overhaul, tune-up, get some oil, that's de-rust, all that. So it's not that much different for a woman trying to conceive. Sure, you know, if you're like grooming yourself and getting your hair done and doing manicure, pedicure, that's just going to help the outside of you. What we want to do is that we want to clean and be good to the inside, so that your body, when the time comes, you'll actually have less of an issue of trying to conceive. So giving statistics, 1 in 6 couples have issues trying to conceive in a lifetime. And but there are ways to get around that. And how I say it, and when the people come to me and to us at Alive Holistic Health Clinic, the first thing we do is we look at the diet, we look at their lifestyle, and we also do acupuncture, because these kinds of things impact the development of your eggs, and your eggs, the last 120 days of development is crucial into making it a good egg versus a bad egg.
This, when I was just thinking when you were saying that, is they say cells, which an egg is really, in the body constantly replicates and regenerates. So for someone to say, well, if you're in your 30s, oh, they're too old, that's actually false information in a way.
You're absolutely right. Thank you for getting that, because that's exactly how I feel. Because it's not a reality, right? Because these cells, it's not that they regenerate. And the one thing about eggs, there's supposedly we're born with all the eggs that we have in our lifetime. But yet, not that long ago, they found stem cells in the ovaries, and stem cells are potential cells. They can actually become anything. Now, granted, they're found on parts of the ovaries that are not as accessible to where you would grow and develop an egg, but it's there. So it's like, oh, maybe there's a capacity to heal and start anew. The other misnomer is that when we say that an egg is spontaneously old after the age of 35, is that really it's the last phase. So when an egg, before it meets a sperm, it has to have half the amount of chromosomes that it normally has in a cell, because you take, you know, your half of the chromosome plus your partner's half of his chromosomes, you put it together, and then you get a full set of chromosomes. And the issue with the whole Down syndrome as we get older is that this splitting off of the cell, we say the energy of that splitting off, there may be a difficulty, and that's when you get the trisomy or the aneuploidy, the chromosomal issues. Are you following me? Am I making sense?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm okay. Totally following you. I'm just, you know, like I said, we're so similar in some ways, but I think what I'd like, from my perspective, also to bring out these beautiful women are souls, and on a soul level, the children pick them. So sometimes it's a choice of the child's soul to when it incarnates, or, you know, that they choose the Down syndrome. It's not failure of the mother. It's not failure of the egg. There's a lot more involved here.
Absolutely. That's really, really important piece of information. And that choosing is also, you know, not on your time. Like, we want it now. So, and life has it that these souls, they look down and go, not quite ready. But, you know, yeah. I'll come. Right? So, and then I think that also helps a woman when they finally get that. It's like, oh, wow, maybe it's not all on me. And because there's this pressure and there's this sense of urgency, and then the sense of self-responsibility and the sense of failure when one cannot conceive. There's a terminology that is used day in, day out. So when a menstrual cycle comes, meaning you do not get a pregnancy, the doctor will say, you know, this cycle failed. So, and that's a fact, the cycle failed. But when you interpret that as a woman, when you hear it, you don't hear it failed, you hear I failed. And that is crushing to the soul.
Oh, definitely.
Right?
And I like your approach of, you know, telling this woman, it's all this bringing together, you know, the spirit, the emotional, and the physical, and to realize there's souls involved, and to realize they haven't failed as a woman. If this cycle doesn't work, like Mary has said, well, maybe the child's spirit is not ready. You know, they know something, you know, hasn't coordinated something. There's so much more involved. It's just not so much black and white, and that's why I have a problem sometimes with Western medicine. And I'm sure they won't be popular, me saying that, but that is what I feel.
Well, I walk alongside them, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut on this one.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is just my personal feeling from, you know, the perceptions I come from, because I know as women, like say, even at the age of 30, you know, they say, oh, I don't even want a trial. I don't even know if I can go. What happens if I have a Down syndrome? Can I handle this?
Yes,
if I have a child and I have a Down syndrome, was this my fault? No, there's another aspect of soul contracts and stuff. There's so much involved. I think, like you said, you know, we got to take this burden off these beautiful souls here. You know, these women who are trying to conceive, you know, and just open them up and say, well, I'm going to fix this physical balance, you know, this vessel. I'm going to, you know, get aligned, get the meridians, getting the energy, get the hormones, everything, you know, in balance and working, and I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and instead of being so fearful, I mean, you know, there's enough fear in this life. You know, it's, we women don't need anything more.
Yes, and to add to that, I would say there's actually nothing to fix. It's about aligning and balancing so that, you know, there's a center. And we've just gone off the center a little bit. So we're just going to help you and encourage you, your body, your spirit, to go back into balance. And the beauty of it is that we don't have to be perfect. And as you may see in this world, there's lots of people that have babies and they're definitely not perfect. Mm. But if we can just align ourselves a little bit more to the left, perhaps that will help us. And certainly I see lots of that. And you know, in my book, that I wrote it the way I did, which is 15 stories of hope, mine included, because of that. And these are all real life stories with very different diagnoses, and some of it is very daunting. I've got some wild stories in there, but they all conceive one way or another, and you know, you can call them all miracles, and which they are, because I think every child is a miracle coming onto this earth. But there is a possibility, and as you say, it's about being able to surrender and be open to different possibilities.
Is before we hit the next commercial, the next segment, I'm asking Mary to give a little more information about where she can be found, etc. But if these beautiful women consider them, the divine feminine has always been representative by the rose or the lotus, you know, a beautiful flower. And if you really think of yourself as this beautiful flower inside and let yourself be nourished by the earth, let yourself be nourished by spirit and just blossom.
Absolutely.
And I know that's kind of symbolic, but you know.
Oh, well, no. And, you know, there's a saying. Oh, I'll add it in next.
We'll continue on next one.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness and action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
As always, the show goes so quickly. I only want to make one quick statement before I hand this over to Mary, and I want her to get her information out, is to all those who are facing fertility issues. You want children. Never give up hope. I mean, her book, you know, The Pathway to Pregnancy is hope. I've read the book. The stories are beautiful. And it's not just, well, this might be for somebody else. Think in your mind 1 minute when we say all the cells in the body regenerate. Look at your skin. That regenerates daily. This is what your whole body does. You're constantly regenerating. Don't let somebody put a thought form in your mind, oh, it's too old, this is good. No, nothing's impossible. I've seen many beautiful things happen. Connect with your spirit. Find your heart again. Find your hope. And reach out to Mary. And now, Mary, I'm going to go and say, tell these people where you know, they can contact you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And before I say that, I want to add to what you just said. And really, what we as traditional Chinese medicine practitioners say is that when you're trying to conceive, it's about cultivating the soil before you plant that seed, which means that if you take care of yourself, both physically, emotionally, spiritually, and having yourself be more aligned, then you have an endless way of possibilities, and you just never know that miracle of life can come through you. We just don't know when, that's all. I always say I guarantee nothing, but I have witnessed miracles of life day in, day out for decades. And so I believe in humanity, and especially that of women.
Yeah. So, this is really beautiful. And it's always exciting to bring the author on because you hear her voice, you hear her passion. And Mary's a sweet lady. Very knowledgeable lady. And that's why I was excited to have her on. And now, tell a little bit about your book, where you find, your websites. If somebody's curious to ask you a question, how can they get hold of you?
First of all, I have a website called marywong.life, which has lots of information about fertility itself. And about the book, Pathways to Pregnancy, Personal Stories, and Practical Advice for Your Fertility Journey. I'm based in downtown Toronto, so I have a lovely clinic, really warm and opening, with four practitioners of traditional Chinese medicine, myself included, and it's called Alive Holistic Health Clinic. I also have a massage therapist that does our Vigo Abdominal Mayan Massage, which is awesome for trying to move your internals. So not just for fertility, but also for a lot of people have digestive and bowel issues. And I have a hypnotherapist. I find that when it comes to fertility, there's a lot of subconscious blockages that we may have, one of which we talked about earlier, where we're given a diagnosis and then we believe that and we play it out like it's a real life story. And I say, no, we got to get that out of you and have you be more authentic with yourself and connect with yourself that you know you can, and that you are the unborn mother, and we just have to find that within you. And I have a Facebook page as well, which is Mary Wong RTCMP, and every Wednesday evening at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a Facebook Live posting, and it's fertility as well as health-related posts, and so it's fun because it's casual. You get to see me in action, and every week is a little different, so I make certain recipes. I talk about different stories and of hope, and that's that. So now back to my book, Pathways to Pregnancy. I wrote it because basically 1 in 6 women and couples have issues with fertility challenges. And because it's so prevalent, but yet simultaneously no one talks about it because it's a private issue, an issue from the heart, and I want to throw it out there into this world and give a voice to all of you struggling, and simultaneously educating those of you that will one day want to get pregnant, because the time is now to be proactive. And so never give up. Some of my advice is to find community. Don't be alone in this, because it is a very lonely journey, whether it is through family or friends, or even support groups or people like me in my profession as Chinese medicine practitioners or other fields. Just get the support that you need. And that also includes at work. And so secondly, when you get a diagnosis of whatever you may have, just know that your diagnosis is not the end-all be-all, and we can overcome life's challenges and look at it as a base point to start from rather than an end point. And go on, you were going to say something?
Oh, no.
No, okay. And in terms of practical advice, I have a whack of advice throughout my whole book. And again, it's based from my personal experience, my practical and clinical experience, as well as experience through doing a whack of research, over 200 research papers that I've gone through. In fact, I went over 500 research papers, but only 200 made it. And so there's a lot of stuff in there, but what I impart to you is this. Do look at what you eat, because food and good nutrition is the basics and the building blocks to creating life. So that's a practical piece. Secondly is, you know, stress can impact our fertility. I'm not saying be stress-free, because that's not, that's actually impossible in life. We do need some stress in our lives anyway. But, you know, with the stress that we have, you know, what can we take away? And then how can we decrease the stresses that we have in our lives? And there are things that you can do. And there are practical advice that you can take on, like meditation, yoga, or even walking and connecting outside with nature. That's a way to be in the present moment rather than being obsessed and concerned forever in a day about trying to conceive. So, that's that.
I was going to say the whole thing, I think what you're really offering to make sure people understand this is be empowered. Don't, because somebody says something, why accept it? You know, if you're drawn to have a child, it's because something your soul is saying, you know, I'm ready for this. And don't, because there's an issue, like what Mary was saying, sometimes you have to, you know, look back, you know, what's stopping me? If there's a physical issue, well, maybe something has to be readjusted, done, or whatever. But I think the whole thing for the woman is to become empowered and realize you can do anything. You can heal. You can, nothing's impossible. The information now is out there, and get the support. You know, it's not for my generation, all the old stigma. Oh, that person's barren. No, this is a different world nowadays, and after I think you're allowed to grieve in a way and say, you know, why isn't it happening as fast as I want to? But then pull your pants up there, lady, and say, I'm going to do something about it, and find the supportive, gentle people you need to. And Mary is one of them, and go to Facebook. So that's a great start. If you've got the live feed going, you know, people can see you and listen to you, and just knowing, you know, listening to you can say, she understands. So those are my two cents. You know, this is not the older generation anymore that I belong to. You know, the world belongs to the younger women, and they're providing the children, the new children coming in. And there's a lot of new souls that want to come in. So be open to it.
Yes, definitely be open to it. And then also definitely be open to how we do it, because it's not, well, you know, by the time you reach someone like me anyway, It's definitely not where you had wanted it to be, because you're not getting pregnant on your honeymoon or whatever it may be. But know that it is possible. And sometimes it may require some extra help from outside, whether it be someone like me in Chinese medicine or Western medicine or both. But, you know, if I may impart another piece of advice, two pieces actually, is, you know, I do agree with getting tested early, though, because for me, perhaps if I was tested way earlier, then I wouldn't have gone through like 2 years of trying to conceive and actually not getting anywhere, because my eggs and sperm would not meet up. But it is what it is, and the journey is that. But I think it's good to get tested. But then from the testing, that's where you empower yourself and embrace and go, oh, okay, now what I can do? What can I do to help myself in my life? And I look at that, and how can I look at my partner, and perhaps we can work together rather than drift apart? Because I see patients, couples, that either make it or break it, going through this journey as well, because it's very grueling, right? It's something that is so deep-seated, this desire that is innate.
And I think part of your soul journey is that you had to experience it so that you could reach out to other women.
Totally. I completely. It was actually my blessing, to be honest, right? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, Mary, this was wonderful. And I hope people reach out to you. You know, I'll send you the podcast, and please, anybody that's listening that's running into this, find a way to contact Mary. She can direct you in some direction. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. MaryWong.life.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.